So let's review. The Mishnah Daf Yud continues with the following machlokes as to who played the instruments in the Beis HaMikdash. Remeir says, "Va'avdi kahanim hayu." They were played by servants of the kahanim. However, B'yisir and Remishpachas based pegarim or based tzipra me'amoyim hayu masin lekuhuna. They were played by members of certain families of pure lineage who would marry kahanim. A third opinion, Reb Chanina ben Atignasay me'levim hayu, the levim played them. At first, the Gemara explains the machlekes as follows. Man da'amra avadim hayu kesave ikashir bepeh v'kli lebesume kalahu davida. The opinion that says they were slaves holds that the mitzvah of shir is primarily fulfilled by singing, and the accompanying music was merely to enhance the sound of the voice. Therefore, anyone could play. However, man da'amra levim hayu kesave ikashir bekli. The opinion that says that they were levim holds that the mitzvah of shir is primarily fulfilled with music, and so only levim were qualified to play. However, the Gemara rejects this explanation because Reb Yisi might kesave. Why would Reb Yisi disqualify slaves but allow Yisraelim? Therefore, the Gemara explains, Ikeshir b'peh. Evan agrees that the mitzvah of shir is primarily fulfilled by singing, and so anyone can play the music. However, man da'amar avadim hoyu kesave ein malam meduchen v'loy l'yuchasin v'loy l'maisus. Remeir says that slaves can play because no one would confer any status on the slaves based on their playing. Man da'amar levim hoyu kesave malam meduchen bein l'yuchasin bein l'maisus. Rabbi Chanina ben Atignas says that only levim may play, because people assume that levim play the instruments and would give maestro to anyone who played. Therefore, we rule accordingly and only allow levim to play. Mandom Yisraelim hayu k'sav ma'alim meduchen leyuchas and v'loy lemaisus. V'yisi says that only people of pure lineage may play, because people assume that only those with pure lineage play, but not necessarily levim. Therefore, we rule accordingly and only allow those families who can intermarry with kahanim to play. The Gemara cites a brisa with the machlekes regarding the requirement of shira while a korban is offered. Hashir ma'akav es ha-karban di remeir. The karban is only valid if there is accompanying shira. V'chachamayim ein ma'akav, the karban is valid without the shira. The Gemara explains the machlekes. Remeir holds hashir ma'akav es ha-karban because the pasuk says, ve'etnas lavim nesun la'arnu levanov, mitech b'nei Yisrael l'chapar al b'nei Yisrael. And we expound ma'akapar ma'akavis av shir ma'akavis. Just as it's necessary to achieve atonement, it's necessary to have shira. However, the Chacham hold ein ma'akav because they derive from this pasuk, Makapar b'yem, afshir b'yem. Just as atonement is only achieved during daytime, so too the shir can only be done during the day. But it's not necessary. The Gemara now brings 10 pesukim as a possible source that ikashir min ha-terah. The Torah requires shira while a korban is being offered. The shiris b'shem Hashem l'kav. And we expound, Zehu shiris shabashem havayim is shira. Service with the name of Hashem refers to shira where Hashem's name is praised. Tachas asher lo yavatas Hashem l'kecha b'simcha b'tuv levav. And we expound, Zohi avoidish b'simcha b'tuv levav, havayim is shira. Service that is done with joy and a glad heart refers to shira. As Rashi explained, Ein odim shir shira elam teich simcha b'tuv levav. One only sings a song from joy and a glad heart. V'chaninu sar halavim b'masa, yasur b'masa kim evenhu. Kenanyahu directs the carrying, and we expound, Atikri yasur eli yashir. The words Yasser b'masa, he directs the carrying, should be read as Yasher b'masa, he raises his voice in song. Lavod avoydes avoyda. And we expound, Ezehu avoydes shetzricha avoyda, v'alim ezu shira. Service that always accompanies another service refers to shira, as Rashi explains. Shira einen nemer el alayayin shal nischei karban. Shira is only performed while pouring the libations of a karban. Su zimra usnu seif kiner nom im novel. Su zimra refers to singing in the mikdash. Yisu kail miroinu b'goin Hashem tzalu mayim. The shir in the mikdash will be more than the shir by the yamsuf. V'levnei kahas loy nosen, ki avoydis ha-kodesh leim b'kosev yisoh. And we expound, mimash b'shenem b'kosev en yideh sh'yisu. If the yarn is to be on their shoulders, we understand that they carry it. Rather, ein yisu el loshen shira. This is an expression of raising their voice in song, and the pasuk tells us that this is also a function of the levim. Moshe yedaber v'lekim yanenu b'kail. And we expound, al iske kail. Hashem commanded Moshe, who is a Levi, to serve him with his voice, referring to Shira. The singing is necessary, just like the sounding of the trumpets. And we expound, just as the Kahanim serve at the Mizbeach, the Levim also serve at the Mizbeach. And this can only refer to the Shira that accompanies the carbon. The Gemara cites a Braisa that elaborates on this comparison. Atem b'shalahem v'heim b'shalachem b'misa. If a kohen performs the service of a levi, such as singing, or if a levi performs the service of a kohen, he's liable for death. However, heim b'shalahem einu b'misa el basara. If one levi performs the task assigned to another levi, such as a gatekeeper who sings, or the reverse, he's only liable for transgressing a Torah prohibition elav. Rashi comments, lo yisparishlan, we do not know the source of this prohibition. However, Abaya argues, Mishayru Shashir Bishal Chaver B'misa. If a singer tended to the gates, he's liable for death, as the pasuk says, V'chayim l'fnei ha-mishkan, k'edim l'fnei oil, mayid, Now, Elim is Zahar Mamish, Hachsiv Chodizimna. This cannot be referring to a Zahar Yisrael, because we already know that Yisrael, who performs the task of a Kohen or Levi, is liable for death. Rather, Zahar Da'isa Avaida, it refers to a Levi who is a stranger to that service, because he's assigned to a different task. Abai cites another brisa to show that this is actually a Machlokes Tanoim. When Rabbi Shua bar Chananya wanted to help Rabbi Yechonon ben Gudgada with the gates, he refused him and said, "Ata min ha-mashayrim, v'lo min ha-mashayrim. You're from the singers, not from the gatekeepers." Abai explains the machlekes. Marzav remisahi, because of Barabbanim. Marzav asarahi, v'lo gazurba. Rabbi Yechonon held that one is liable for death for performing the wrong service, and so the Chacham also forbade merely assisting with this service. But Rabbi Shua held it's only a prohibition, and so the Chacham did not forbid assisting. However, the Gemara rejects this proof and offers an alternate explanation of the machlekes. Kuleyama azharahi. Everyone agrees that it's merely a prohibition, like the earlier brisa. However, Marsav and Messiah gazeh berabbanan, the Chacham forbade assisting. Marsav ala gazeh berabbanan, the Rabban did not forbid assisting. The Gemara proceeds with the following inquiry: Oilas nidvas sibur tuuna shira oy ena tuuna shira. Does a voluntary communal karbon oila require shira? On the one hand, the pasuk says with the katan mechatzitzis aloy lesechem. And so, achas oilas cheva v'achas oilas nadav. The plural expression refers to both obligatory and voluntary oilas. Or perhaps oilas seichem the kuli yisrael kam rachmana. The plural expression refers to the oilas of all the gidin, i.e., obligatory communal karbanas. The Gemara cites a ruling from Rish Lakish. Oimer shaloy al karban. They could sing shira even when they were not offering a karban. Nevertheless, we cannot say ba'ilas nadav alema. We should also say shira when bringing voluntary karban, because nafik min achurva. If we're not obligated to say shira during a karban nadava, then it should be forbidden to do so, because people might come to think that the shira of a karban chayva is also not obligatory. The Gemara answers the inquiry by citing the pasuk. Aloy l'seichem v'alzivchi shalmeichem. The shira is said by karban oila and karban shlamim, and so we compare the two. Ma oila kodesh kadashim av shlamim kodesh kadashim. Just as the oila is kodesh kadashim, so to shira is only said by a communal karban shlamim that is kodesh kadashim, namely the kavasim that accompanied the shtei halechem at Shavuos. And ma shlam kavu lam zman, af oila kavu lam zman. Just as these shlam are offered at a set time, so to shira is only said by karban oila that is offered at a set time, excluding voluntary communal oilas, which have no set time.